This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
I wonder how naughty Shirley Temple was as a child and how much of a princessy kind of behaviour she would have displayed.
Having tanties?
Yeah, because I'm a star. You know, I wonder if she played that card when she didn't want to go to bed or...
She might not have.
I don't know. Anyway, Katrina Rowe, good morning.
Yes, good morning, boys.
What do you think, out of interest?
I don't know. I can't imagine being a star can really be good for a child. It
no.
must be a bit of a weird...
Do you think
to inhabit? Don't you think?
It'd be
do
hard.
You think she ever said to her parents, "Do you know who I am"?
Yeah. She probably did, you know.
Wow.
Yes. Anyway, from mouthsofbabes.com is your blog, and we are chatting this morning about. Well, you tell us what's been on your mind this week, Katrina.
Yes. Well, what happened in my life this week is that I had my graduation from uni and I got my master's. So my parents drove sort of 8 hours from their home in the country to come to my graduation. And I didn't really think it would be a big deal, but I was really surprised by what a great day it was. And I sort of realised that even at 34 years of age, it still made me happy on some level to know that my parents were proud of me. And I just thought, you know, isn't that interesting that we never really grow out of wanting our parents to be proud of us?
Yeah, it's very cool. Have you ever thought about the fact that maybe one day you'll be going to your kids' graduation?
Well, it was funny. I think, yeah, as a parent, I was there and I was kind of imagining Bertie walking across the stage while the professor mispronounces all of her middle names. And... but then I kind of had to remind myself that Bertie might not want to go to college or uni. She might not want to study, you know, she might want to be a bookseller or a tour guide or a pastry chef, and that I have to let her choose her own path. I can't expect that she will, you know, go a certain way. And it just made me realise that I need to make sure that she knows that I'm proud of her, not just for what she achieves, but also for who she is, you know?
When have you been most proud of your daughter so far?
Well, I've been thinking about this a bit, and I was really proud of her when she recited "Where is the Green Sheep?" word for word.
Oh, that's
birthday.
That is a cool book.
It's a good book, isn't it?
Yeah.
Very good book to encourage reading. But I was also really pleased the other day when she shared her last Easter egg with her little friend at the park. And I was pretty impressed when she sang the alphabet song for the first time a few months ago, I must admit. But I was much more touched when just the other day we were waving goodbye to my parents and I said I was feeling a bit sad and she picked me a flower and said, "This is for you to make you feel happy again."
Oh, that is nice.
Yeah, and I thought, well, it's one thing to know your alphabet, but it's so much more important to learn how to be kind and loving, how to be a good friend. So it was a good reminder to me. I thought we have to let our kids know that we're proud of them for who they are as well as what they achieve.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, that is cool.
Lara's nice like that with her sister. When she's a bit sad or whatever, she'll sort of lean down, put her arm a bit roughly because she's a toddler and sort of, there, it's okay, don't cry.
Oh, that's cool.
It's very sweet.
Yeah.
And, like, shares stuff. But make sure we know that we can see her doing that, like giving a toy to Miranda or something like that. That's very cute. That's
yeah,
very
nice. That is nice.
And we're proud of
her. She go, "Here you go, Miranda, you can have a toy." I said, "Here you go, Miranda, you can have a toy."
Well, she's kind of looking all the time to see that we're watching her do it. But that's still... But still, she's trying to do a nice thing. Oh, that makes us proud, I think.
That is cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great.
Then, well, there's a good...
Well, I'm just interested in
Connor?
You. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, he's... Connor makes me proud quite often. He's a very friendly dude, and he likes to cheer people up. Like, if people are feeling sad, he likes to do funny... Oh, he's got a bit of his dad in him in the fact that he does weird, stupid, embarrassing things just so other people will laugh. And so if Lee is feeling down or I've had a rough day and he can kind of pick up on that, he'll deliberately go out of his way to make us laugh or do something funny. And so I'm proud of him like that. And he's kind of learning to share and all that kind of stuff. So he's got a very, very good nature about him. So that makes me proud.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
Look, when have you been most proud of your kids? Yeah, it could be something they've achieved or just a time they've shown that kind of unexpected kindness or thoughtfulness, I guess, as a child. What have your kids done to make you proud? Love to hear from you this morning. 1-300-40-20-20. They do stuff. They're more aware, I think, than we give them credit for. And older as well. I mean, especially if you've got teenagers. Tell us what makes you proud of your teenagers now? What do they do, especially as kind of moody?
Teenagers,
what do they do? Love to hear from you.
Like, even if there wasn't a specific thing, like, I think just our kids generally, like, we are just kind of proud of them. I don't know if that makes sense or even if there's a reason why, but they're just your kids. Like,
true.
So I'm just proud of them because they are who they are and that's cool.
Absolutely. 1-300-40-2020. Love to hear from you. This is Matt Carney, and thank you, Katrina Rowe, from mouthsofbabes.com.
Lots of people ringing up saying that they're proud of their children or family members. Morris is saying that, I can't remember the daughter's name.
That's all right.
I should have written it down. But she was cleaning her room just for the point of cleaning her room and not to make her parents proud, just for the fact of she wanted her room clean. Very proud of that.
Good.
Peter was saying he's very proud of his niece when she got confirmed and actually accepted Jesus as her saviour. That's pretty cool that she did it on her own accord and not because of parents or anything like that.
Stacks of stuff. Gillian is on the phone. Morning, Gillian.
Good morning, guys.
What's your story?
Well, I recently went to my 10-year-old son's parent-teacher night, and I was really proud, not of the fact that he was a great student, because he's not really, he's an average student, but the teacher had pointed out how he had taken a new student under his wing, and this new student was disabled and, has a minor disability and also, looks a bit odd as well because of the disability, and my son had befriended him and plays with him in the yard and sits with him in class, and to the extent that the teacher had noticed how lovely my son was for, befriending this young boy who had every chance of people, laughing at him.
Isn't that fantastic?
Yeah. He's always been like that. He's a really caring, considerate sort of a kid. And I'd rather be proud of him for that than, bringing home A-grade marks every week,
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely.
That's the stuff you want to hear about your kids, isn't it?
Yep.
Oh, absolutely. So, I was really pleased with him.
Oh, good on you, Gillian. Thanks for telling us.
Not a problem at all. You keep up the good work, guys.
We'll try our hardest.
We'll do our best.
But Paul, that's great.
That is very cool, isn't it? I like that. Paul's on the line as well. Good morning, Paul.
Hello.
Talk to us about why... Very good. Now, why are you proud of your kids?
Well, my kids are all grown up, all married, and the last one was married only in March, my son was. But in the last couple of years, our family's gone through some traumatic experiences in that I had to have a double lung transplant, and I was quite close to death. And during this time, my kids just stuck together and supported their mother and supported me and supported each other. And most of all, I've got to say this too, that without Robin, my wife, I wouldn't be here today. She just did things that no one should ever ask their wife to do, but she just did them without question and just got on with life. And that's why I'm here today. But my kids stuck by her, they made sure she was right, and then the main thing was they stuck together too.
That's great.
Traumatic sort of ordeal.
That's very cool.
I've got a new set of lungs and I'm going well.
Well, you sound like it. I mean, that's, definitely something to be proud with your kids about. Sure, whatever they've achieved in life or stuff like that, the important things there, they've just stuck by you there. That's great.
Well, and Paul,
that's it.
Do you know that not many people can say, and I've got a brand new set of lungs?
No.
That's pretty cool.
No. praise be to God, but it's the only reason I've got them is that, my faith and I got a new set of lungs, but I just say to everyone, I waited till the last minute before I handed everything over to him, and it was nearly the very last minute too. So praise be to God too.
Wow, that is excellent. Yeah. Good on you, Paul. Thanks so much.
Thanks, buddy.
Quite a story.
My goodness.
Ooh, lots. Look, if you want to keep the conversation going, I encourage you to do so. Check out Katrina's blog, because all the past things we've talked about are up there, and we often get emails from people saying, I wanted to add so much more and I couldn't do this. You can via the blog, and we'll pass all that on as well. But go straight to frommouthsofbabes.com.
Yes.
And you can chat along with Katrina on her blog there and read all that, what we talked about today, on there as well.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.